This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Diane Van Winkle. She's a board member of Take It to Town, and welcome to the show, Diane.
Thank you very much for having me.
Diane, over the years, we've visited quite a few times about Take It to Town, and of course, Take It to Town is hosted by Federated Church of Carlinville, and this is going to be the 17th annual Take It to Town. Now, like many things, it had to take a pause because of COVID last year, but it's back, and thought we'd just, to start off the program, many people familiar with it, but if you would, give us a summary of what Take It to Town is.
Take It to Town is actually based on the story of the Good Samaritan, which many, many people know this story. Briefly, a man walking down a road finds a stranger who's been beaten, and he stops and takes care of the man. And then he ends up taking the man to an inn and paying the innkeeper to take care of him until the man was well. And at the end of that story in the Bible, Jesus says, "Go and do likewise." And that's what this Take It to Town is based on. The fact that, you know, we should go out and look for people that need help. And so that's what we've done this year. As in past years, we went out and we've got 7 locations around Carlinville that need help. Now, a lot of times this help is because of being short-staffed. For instance, Beaver Dam. You know, they have very small staff out there now, and yet it's, you know, acres and acres of land. So we have as a job this year that you would go out there and help clean up trails, and they go through the woods and, cut up dead trees that have fallen, just anything to help clean the place up.
That's one of the things that's coming up this year, and as you said, several more. What are some of the other ones?
Another site is the Park Board building, and I guess they're doing some painting on the outside of the building and landscaping around it. Another site that we've had many years is MCDD, and again, they're going to be working outside, cleaning up the fence line, cutting down some trees and brush that's grown up over the years again, and working on landscaping. A new site this year would be helping out Summer Repertory Theater. They actually have a storage area here in town, and they've decided it's time to sort through some costumes and props and thin things out and, you know, get rid of a few things. So they'll be working on that. There's also going to be some inside painting supposed to be done for Locust Street Resource Center. The Carlinville Public Library is a work site. Again, there's outside work as far as cleaning up around the building and working with their garden areas and such. There's also inside work there, which is handy because if the weather is bad, there's a location that can use a lot of people to help them clean up the inside of the building. Another site that's turned out to be a real popular site over the years is the Macoupin County Animal Shelter. And again, they'll be cleaning the kennels and the cat room. Sometimes we have a person or two that just sits in the cat room and pets cats. So there's an easy job for somebody. And then again, just the general outside cleanup area around the building. So we truly tried to look for lots of outside work this year because of the COVID problems. We have let everyone know that if they are inside, they are to be wearing masks and that they need to follow whatever the restrictions are at the time.
For the people who heard some of the work sites and work that'll be done, what do they do to get involved if they'd like to volunteer some time on October the 2nd? It's a Saturday. And sort of what's the hours? And tell us about that.
Okay. Actually, on that Saturday, we gather here at the church starting about 7:30. Some people will be registering that morning. We do furnish a free breakfast. We get everything lined up so that we can have people at their work sites by 8:30. And then by 12:30, 4 hours later, most sites should be done. And as they get done, they will return here to the church for a free lunch for the volunteers. That time kind of varies because different sites get done at different times. If they'd like to sign up, which we're looking for at least 70 volunteers, so we could use some help, they can go to the Carlinville Public Library, and they have forms right there, the registration forms on one side, and on the back is this listing of jobs and age requirements, any kind of information you might be interested that way. But you can also go to the church's website, which would be www.federatedchurch.com, or you could go to Facebook and do a search for Federated Church, and it's also listed as an event. And at any of those sites, you have the option to print off the listing of jobs and also the registration form. Then a filled-out registration form can be returned to the Carlinville Public Library. They'll accept anybody, any form that walks in the door, they'll collect for us. You could mail them here to the church. If you know somebody on the team and you want to hand it to them, they'll take it.
Is there, say, somebody has a last-minute thing, can they still come, but maybe they don't get quite the job that maybe they'd prefer? I know in the past it was sort of like that. If you signed up, you could maybe get something you, say, liked better.
When you fill out the registration form, it asks you for your top two work choices, locations. And we do our best to fill that. But if you sign in, say, Saturday morning, you show up, we'll just assign you wherever you're needed, you know, to fill out a location. And a lot of people, that's fine. They just want to help. And that's a big help to us, just to have plenty of volunteers.
As you said, you're looking for 70 volunteers. Is there any age limitation, or sort of how does that go, Diane?
I'm glad you brought that up. We actually offer here at the church free babysitting. We have two licensed babysitters that'll be here all day, so that if a young couple would like to volunteer but they need somewhere for their kids under the age of 8 to go, the kids can come here to the church. We would like to have prior knowledge that they're expecting to be here, because we also have to watch those numbers. But the youngest age site that we accept at a work site is 8 years old. And if a child is 8 years old, at least one of their parents has to also sign up to be at that location with them. And that's just an insurance safety issue there. We do have one site that you have to be at least 16 to work there. And again, that's because of safety issues.
And I guess that would also maybe give a family, if they wanted to, if everybody was proper age, they could all be together on a site.
Correct. They could sign up together, list a certain place as their first choice. They could even write on the top of the form, please put our family all at the one location, and we'll do our best to work that out. And we're even known for, you know, calling people to say, you know, hey, that site's been filled for a week. You know, would you consider taking your family to this site? So we try to work it out, or we get in contact with the people when we have to change something.
And as we come to the end of the program, again, if someone hears this, they'd like to volunteer, best places to do it is either go to the Carlinville Public Library or the Federated Church website?
Correct. And they can get the forms and the information, the registration forms are all there. If they've got a lot of questions, they can also call the church. And that number would be 217-854-3031.
Diane Van Winkle, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you for having me. Hope that everybody signs up.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.